Okay, Mr. Shalom. Today, Mr. Hashem, we're going to try to wrap up the summer here, wrap up the Inyanim, and try to tie up some loose ends, and, okay. Let's begin. This will bring our springboard, and we'll work from there. The famous Gemara, which you're well aware of, on Yud Tes Amud Beis. Now, Yud Tes Amud Beis has a very famous machlokes between Abba Shaul and the Chachamim. World famous machlokes between Abba Shaul and the Chachamim. But machlokes between Abba Shaul and the Chachamim, if you look carefully, you read through the Gemara carefully, is on three issues. Three issues they're arguing on, Abba Shaul and the Chacham. So, two of the three seem to be very related, and one of them seems to be much more external to the other two. The first issue, which seems to be the more external of the three, is the following. We know that Yontif is Mevatel Shiva if you're holding in the middle of Shiva. And Yontif is Mevatel Shloshim if you're holding in the middle of Shloshim. So, if you would have told me, I would have thought it automatic. Once Shloshim comes, it's automatic that the Yontif is Mevatel. So the Chachamim say no, that on Erev HaRegel, if say you're in the 10th day, persons in the 10th day of Shloshim. In the 10th day of Erev HaRegel, so he's supposed to shave L'Kavod Yontif on the Erev HaRegel. And then Yontif will come in, and then Mevatel B'Shloshim, L'Olam Vayet. So say the Tana Kama, say the Chachamim, that if you didn't shave to Mevatel the Regel, like Rabbi Will said over, then Yontif will not be Vatel the Shloshim. Yontif is only Mevatel the Shloshim if you were Machin for the Yontif. If you were Megaleach L'Kovet HaYontif, then Yontif will be Mevatel. It's not. And Abba Shaul disagrees and says, no, whether you were Megaleach, you were not Megaleach, Yontif is Mevatel the Shloshim. And that's the question of whether Yomim Xeris Batlu, Yomim Lo Batlu, or even Yomim Nami Batlu. That's the machlokas between the Chachamim and Abba Shaul. The first machlokas. That's how Rabbi Willis said it over, that you have to machabe the Yontif in order for, as Rabbi Willis said, for the Yontif to be the Vatlu. Good. So that machlokas we're not going to deal with. Spend so much time on. So that's a extraneous machlokas. The second issue that they argue on is at the conclusion of Shiva, on the seventh day, how much do you have to keep? So Abba Shaul says is a din of Miksas Hayom Kikulo. And therefore, you don't have to, as soon as the Menachemim go away from you in the morning, then you're finished with Shiva. And that's the Gemara, again, on your Testament days as well. Whereas the Chachamim, who don't hold from Mixas Yom Kekula, would say you have to keep the entire seventh day, a person would have to keep with all the Yuralas, the Surim of Shiva. Whereas Abba Shaul says, it's not so, that Ovel Kevin Sha'amdu Menachemim Eslo V'yom HaShvi is Mutter Berkisu. That's the second issue that they argue on. Whether you say Mixas Yom Kekula or you don't say Mixas Yom Kekula. The third issue of contention is the following. We said that you have to be holding in the middle. If you're in the middle of Shiva, then Yom Tov is Mevatel Shiva. If you're in the middle of Shloshim, then Yom Tov is Mevatel Shloshim. So if you're holding on day 10, on Erev HaRegel, then of course, Yom Tov will come and will be Mevatel Shloshim. But what if you're only holding on day 7? What if you're only holding on day 7? So, if you're holding on day 7, Abba Shaul says like this, that since you say Mikta Seyon Tikulo in the morning, so then the rest of the day you have a right to call it day 8. Well, you could have said that Mikta Seyon Tikulo is only to be Gomer the Nihuge Avelis of the seventh day. You didn't have to say that day 7 is called day 8. That's an added Kiddush. That's what he calls that Yom HaShvi Ola Lakan Ulakan. That the seventh day, also, you can call it day 8 as well. And of course, the Nafka Mina calling it day 8 is that you're already considered in the middle of Shloshim, and Yom Tov will be Mevatel Shloshim. Because you could have said that maybe Shiva ends in the morning, but still it's called day 7, and Yom Tov will not be Nisvatel until you have Mamish day 8. But Abba Shaul says, Yom Shvi Ola Lakan Lulakan. And the Chachamim, of course, they don't even hold from Mikzus Yom Kukulo, so they're certainly not going to hold from Ola Lakan Lulakan. This is that if you don't go on step 1, you can't get to step 2. So Avad Givris said that they're not going to hold from Ola Lakan Lulakan either. So those are the three issues. And the Gemara says, Halacha Ka'aba Shaul. That the Halacha is Ka'aba Shaul, and Tosa says, in all the things, in the second Tosis, Halach Ka'ab Shal Nira Dalach Kamosa B'chol Ma'id Apol Gatana Kama. Bein B'mikzis Yom Kukulo Bein Linyan Lom Gileach and ostensibly also Olo Lakan Ulakan, all the issues of contention, the Halacha is like Abba Shal and not like the Chachomi. And the Gemara says, why? Lefore, it's against we always learn that Yochid V'Rabim, Halacha K'Rabim. So why should the Halacha be like Abba Shaul? So the Gemara says, because Halacha K'divrei HaMekel Ba'ovel. That since we have this principle of Halacha K'divrei HaMekel Ba'ovel, so that tells us that the regular klal of Yochid V'Rabim, Halacha K'Rabim, is what is suspended in this situation, and we follow the Yochid even B'Mokom HaRabim. Okay? That I'm sure you all know. That's the beginning of the what we're going to be building on Yutef Amud Beis. Okay. So now, the Gemara on Daf Chavav Amud Beis says like this. Look on Daf Chavav Amud Beis. The Gemara talks about multiple kriyas. You see the first word on like a quarter of the way down, makes ovid. You see the first word on the line is makes. Yeah? Makes ovid, makes emo, makes ochiv, makes achoto. A lot of relatives who passed away. Korea kera echad lakulam. So he can have one kera, one kriya for all of them. We're not going to get into all the details of the Hosafa and how you... But Kera Echad L'Kulam. In other words, he heard all the Ketira of all these relatives, so Kera Echad L'Kulam. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Al Kulam, Kera Echad. In other words, all the oldest relatives all could be subsumed under one Kriya. But Avi V'Imo, the Kriya of Avi V'Imo, has to be set aside, has to be a separate kriya. It can't be part of the kriya of Achiv, Achoso, etc. Al Aviv Imo, Kera Echad. L'fish ein nosifim al Kera Aviv Imo. You're not nosifim al Kera Aviv Imo, that has to be separate. So the machlok is whether you have to have a separate kriya for Aviv Imo, or could the kriya for Aviv Imo be part of the kriya for the other crows. So the Tanakhama says you have one kriya. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says no, you need one separate kriya for Avivimo, and then you can have another separate kriya for the Shah Krov. By Taimam, Rav Nachman, look, Yishenim, the Tosefis, they can't be part of a Tosefis to another Kriya. That's not proper covered. They have to have their own Kriya. Amr Shmuel, Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. The Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, that you need two separate Kriyas. You need two separate Kriyas. So there's more mach. Right, not like Tanakam. So practically Gemara, Omir Mar Shmuel Hachi, Omer Shmuel Halacha Kedivrei HaMekel Ba'Avil. But what about the principle of Halacha Kedivrei HaMekel Ba'Avil? Right? So Halacha Kedivrei HaMekel Ba'Avil should say, like the first opinion, that Kera Echad L'Kula. So the Gemara says, Adelis L'Chud Kriya L'Chud. That Adelis and Kriya are two separate dinim, and even though the halacha kedivrei hamekel ba'avel applies to hilchas avelus, it doesn't apply to hilchas kriya. And what we're talking about here is hilchas kriya, and therefore hilchas kriya we don't necessarily follow the maker. So what's the difference? Why is there a chiluk between Avelis and Kriya? Why is there this distinction? In other words, why is Avelis more kal than Kriya? There has to be a reason. Well, it's true. He said, like Rabbi Willig once said the expression, you're telling me a chiluk, but the chiluk has to be mechalik. You're telling me, okay, they're different. But, okay, I'm wearing a white shirt and you're wearing a blue shirt. So, but so what? So why is that, what does that make us different? You understand? So this is Avelis and this is Kriya. So what? Avelis Lakuta Kriya. So the Ritva says two pshatim. And why is there a difference between Avelis and Kriya? You want to open up a Chavav and Beis, Dibur Maskil, Avelis Luchud, Ukriya Luchud. On page Reish Nun, in the new editions. I don't know how new they are, it's probably out a long time. Does anyone buy the old Ritzvot anymore? Does anyone buy them anymore? Like soon it'll be like a tourist. I don't know if anyone buys an old Nechafinach anymore, so. Okay. You got it, Rabot? Avel Chukhigo. Yeshep here shows up the Ritva. Mishum, the Avelis the Rabbanon. Ukriya Midorak. Oh. Avelis is the Rabbanon, and Kriya is the Rai. Right? I'm sure you're all familiar, a whole big machlokes, Rishonim, Geonim, whatever, if Avelis is Arais, it's Rabbanon. So certainly, Balayatoysis, so certainly many Rishonim held that all Avelis is the Rabbanon. So if you hold that Avelis is the Rabbanon and Kriya is Midoraisa, why should Kriya be Midoraisa? Why should Kriya be Midoraisa? Where does it say that in the scriptures? Big day came lo sifromu, right? So it's much more that everyone else should be rent their clothing. So Mimela, now you see very well that there's a distinction. That Mimela, Allah could be a make a bottle can only apply to Avelis because Avelis is the Rabban. Ulafima Shakasabnu Lahel, Shiesh is over in the Kriya Nami. The Rabbanon. Hey, but it's not so pashut that Kriya is the right. Kriya might be the Rabbanon. Take a look, let's see where the Gemara, where's the source of the discussion whether Kriya is the right or Kriya the Rabbanon. That's a Chav Dalet Amid Beis in Moed Kot 24b. I'm sorry, Chav Dalet Amid Aleph. Sorry.
Brooker Chavdala Amr Aleph. Towards the top, the last word on the line is Shmuel. Omar Shmuel.
You see it?
Omar Shmuel. Ovel Shalopora Vishalopirem Chayav Misa. If an Ovel doesn't do Kriya, he's Chayav Misa. Shenemar Roshechem Al Sifra'u Uvidechem Lo Sifromu Velo Samusu. Ha'acher Shalopora Vishalopirem Chayav Misa. Now, what do you... Misa is not something you want. You know, that's pretty strong. So, one would think that maybe that would indicate that there's some type of daraisa going on here. So, the Ritva says, in the Ritva we're doing now is on Chavava Medavei. But if you just turn a couple of pages back to the Ritva on this stop, which he refers to, on Chavdal and Amar Aleph, you'll see that not so simple. You see that the first Ritva on Chavdal and Amar Aleph page Reish Yud Zayin. So nirim dvarim de mimitza midrabbanan karmar. Yeah, he says misa here is not the real misa for the right. Why the pishakola over al dibe chachamim chayiv misa bidei shemayim? Right, we know that if you're over al dibe chachamim, right, he quotes the gemara in brachas davdala mizayis. What's that gemara talking about? Right, if you come home and you eat and you sleep before you daven marv and you say Kriya Shema, so you chayiv misa bidei shemayim, and whatever. So there's a derabbanan, in other words, the issur of eating before the chiv of saying Kriya Shema is a chiv deraisa, but the issur that you're not supposed to, whatever the gedorim of eating and sleeping are before doing, so the Gemara says it's only derabbanan that you call over al dibei chachamim is chayiv misa. So the Ritva says, the first day in the Ritva here says that, yeah, cross machtav almahu. It's not a real drasha gemura, that drasha to call me deraisa l'abba achrisa midrash. The real deraisa drasha is begade a kohen who's mishamesh when his begodim are torn, then he's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. But stam, a person who's an avelus and doesn't take kriya, to say that it's a real misa b'dei shemayim midaraisa, the first day in the Ritva says, not so. And then, we'll see later that the Ritva quotes the second opinion, that's the opinion of the Ravid, who holds that it's a real Daraisa. So there are 2 days in the Ritva, on Chavdala Amar Aleph, whether this drasha is just an Asmachta Ba'alma, or is it a drasha Gemura? Nafkamina, whether it's a din deraisa or not. We'll see what the practical nafkamina is that the Ritva talks about, that the Rishonim talk about, lagabe the din deraisa. If the chiv kriya is a chiv deraisa or not. But clearly, the Ritva says there are 2 ways of understanding this Gemara of Ovel Shalop Para Volopirim Chayiv Misa, whether it just means, because you're over Al Dibe Chachamim Chayiv Misa, or is it a real din deraisa? We'll come back to the Ritva on Chavdal. Let's go back to our Ritva on Chavdal on the day. So, the Ritva says like this. If you hold Yeshiv Pirshu like the Ravid that he quotes at the end, the Ravid is the one who holds that Kriya is the Raisa, and the Drasha is to be taken literally. So, Mimela, you understand that there could be a distinction if you hold a Velas as the Rabban. And Avelis is Rabbanon, and Kriya is Midoraisa. So Mimela, that's why Halach Kedivei HaMekel Ba'Avel, but not by Kriya, that's why in the Kriya case, we mechayiv him to make two Kriyas. For Avi V'Imo and for Shar Krovim have to have 2 separate Kriyas. But, the Ritva said, but I also said a daya that even Kriya is the Rabbanan. So Kriya is the Rabbanan, Aveil is the Rabbanan, it's all on the same level. So why halacha kedivrei Meikel ba'avel? So the Ritva continues. Ufi mashak hasam d'leil sheyesh sovrim the Kriya nami the Rabbanan. Ukroi kulu asmasa ba'alma. Hachi perusha. Ki afal pisha gam Kriya mid Rabbanan. Lo nosun shmuel haklal hazeh ele ba'avelus. He says, no, even if you hold it, both the Rabbanan, but even the Rabbanan, there are different levels of the Rabbanan. There are different levels of the Rabbanan. Right? So even though Kriya is the Rabbanan, Avelis is the Rabbanan, Kriya is still Mocham. Well, why should, well, does anyone want to suggest the Svara? Why should Kriya be Mocham, even if the Kriya is the Rabbanan? In other words, we think quite the first day in the Ritva, he was assuming Kriya is the right, like the Raivan, and Avelis is the Rabbanan, so therefore he understands very well why Halacha Kedivrei make only Ba'avel and not the Kriya. But then he says that Gemara might be just an Asmas Abama, so then everything is the Rabbanan. So if everything is the Rabbanan, so then why is it, if everything is the Rabbanan, so then how come Kriya is still more Chomer? Yeah,
Mark?
Oh, that's what I was thinking also. Maybe, in other words, the Rabbanan has an still and a smachta b'kroi still has maybe more kashivas and more chumrah than a regular Rabbanan, perhaps. And maybe one could say such a svar. But me'ezet tam shiyah, that's the way it comes out. So let's see now, let's go back now to that Ritva on Chavdalet, because Rabotai, if we want to be honest here, we also have to explain that many Rishonim hold that Avelis is the right, right? You learned that. So, in other words, here the Ritva would say, yeah, Avelis is Rabotan, then Kriya is the right, so not the right, so we have to figure it out. Yeah, but so many Rishonim hold the Rambam, the Rif, and some of the Gaonim hold at least Avelis Yom Rishon is the Raisa. So if Avelis Yom Rishon is the Raisa, so then why should we be more Mako? The Ritva discusses what if Avelis is the Rabbanan and Kriya is the Raisa, or they're both the Rabbanan. But let's also discuss the possibility that Avelis is the Raisa, and Kriya maybe is only the Rabbanan, or at least they can both be the right. But there's certainly many Rishonim that hold Avelis is the right. Oh, so you tell me. In our Gemara, maybe it's not a problem. Because our Gemara used Halacha Kedivrei Meikel Ba'avel Lagabe the seventh day, whether you say Mixas Yom Kukulo. And even the Rambam and the Rif who say Avelis the right is only Avelis Yom Rishon is the right, and has to be Mitzvah and Kavura together, perhaps, right? And Agamemnon was only talking about the seventh day, but there are cases, Rabbi said, which we'll see shortly, where even we're going to say Halacha Kedivrei Hameikel Ba'avel, even to exempt you from Avelis Yom Rishon, and that's what the Ritva is going to talk about on Chavdalet. So let's go back to that Ritva on Chavdalet, where the Ritva discusses the other opinion. He says like this, look at Chavdalet Amud Aleph, the last word on the line is Umikol Makom. Page Reshutka. Umikol Makom. Umikol Makom, cotton shehu safek nefel. Right, what's the din? The din is that if a woman has a full pregnancy, that's called Kolu Chadashot. We know that she had a full pregnancy. So the child that she bears is considered a bar kayama and has all the dinim of a live individual. That if you kill him, you chayav misa, all the dinim, it's a live individual, and it's considered all the nafkaminas of being alive, on this first. But if the mother does not have a full pregnancy,
lo kol chadashav. So then, the child has to live 30 days for it to prove itself. And if it lives 30 days, then it's proven itself that it's a viable human being and is no longer considered a nefesh. But if it didn't live 30 days, then we assume it's a nefesh, and then if it's a nefesh, then it's not a human being, and all the nafkaminas of not being a human being apply to this creature.
Oh. So the shaila that the Gemara has, and this was, I believe, Mikhail brought up this Gemara in Shirot, that is the shaila of what on day 30. In other words, day 29 is klor that it didn't make the mark. And day 31 is klor that it did make the mark, that it is no longer an angel. If it dies on day 30, so that's already the subject. That's already the question. Dies on day 30, what is the status? Is 30 considered kilafon of dummy or considered kilachor of dummy? So that's a shaila in the Gemara in the Chorus and that Nemtah. When we come welcome cotton shoot suffic natal, got shemate beyom lamid. So what do we do? In other words, one of the nafkaminas is going to be available. Right? If the kid was a nafil, then he was never a viable human being, so there's not going to be avails to him. But if he was not a nafil, then there will be avails. So what's the story? Is there avails or is there not avails to such an individual if he dies on day 30? So what should we say? So you know what the Gemara says in Mempesa Meralef? The Gemara says on Mempesa Meralef in the Chorus, Amar of Ashi. Hakol modim leinyan avelus yom shloshim ki yom shalafana. That is, the Gemara says that if he dies in yom shloshim, it's like he died on day 29, and therefore there's no avelus. Amar Shmuel, why? Because halacha kidivrei hamekel ba'avil. Since day 30 is a question whether you treat day 30 like day 29 or you treat day 30 like day 31, so therefore lagabe avelus we're going to say halacha. That's what the Gemara says in the Chorus. So fine. Oh, we call Malcolm Cotton Shoe Suffolk Naples Gosh Amazing Lamed Ain't for the Quest Ain't Corin Allah Shame She Ain't Misablim Allah. Because the Gemara says Ain't Misablim Allah, but the Gemara never says, what about Korea? What about Korea? Maybe one should say that since Avail is Lachud, or Korea Lachud, and therefore, halacha k'divrei hamekel ba'avel only applies to avelus. And so maybe there shouldn't be avelus, but there should be kriya. So here, Rabbi Osbay, first of all, you have to realize, here is an example, we'll see the Mechatzkina talks about it, here is an example, Rabbi Osbay, of that we're using the principle of what? To pater you even from avelus d'oraisa. Because this individual, this kid, who died on day 30, his parents are not going to observe Shiva even Yom Rishon. Even Yom Rishon, which is d'oraisa, according to the Rambam, the Rif and Gaonim. We're not going to do it.
Koran alok shein shein misablim la bafil yom rishon ladata gaonim zal vishein misablim el al avados v'chein ein koran alok v'chein hamina.
So the first thing he says, and this is how you don't do anything, no avelus, no kriya.
But arayvet zal, says the Ritva, the arayvet is the one who holds that kriya is what? It's the raisa, and the arayvet works with the svara like the Ritva said before, that the reason why avelus lachud and kriya lachud is because kriya is last, the raisa, and avelus is the rabbanon.
So memela says the raivit, no avelus, but yes kriya.
Arayvet al mechayv lekroa al asafik mishum sveka do raisa. Ki me avelus tatrinu mefish alocha kidivrei hamekel ba'odol.
So it's the only pater him from avelus, but alocha kidivrei hamekel ba'odol, and the Ritva explained, according to that day, because avelus is the rabbanon, but the Ravid holds that the kriya is the raisa, so therefore you're going to have kriya, but you won't have Aveilus. Kva Herech Lizeh Rabbeinu Haramban Zal, etc. That is the story. Oh. But the halacha is brought down that in such a situation, if you look in Shin Mem Siflamit, he passed the cotton the lokim long day shekolul chadoshav shemayt yisof lamin afil beyond closing ain karnala. But we don't pass it like this, right? Shulchan Aruch, we don't pass it like the right. But we know that the mechaber does paskin avelus yom rishon is deraisa, and Rambam rift golim. So we still have to explain why halacha kidivrei hamekel ba'avel. Why halacha kidivrei hamekel ba'avel applies even if you hold avelus is deraisa. And the Milchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Samach Dalit gives a hezber, which we'll say over very shortly. And the Milchas Chinuch is also bothered with another problem. Besides, the Milchas Chinuch wants to explain why, again, we gave different explanations with the Ritva, why there's a difference between Kriya and Avelus, either because Avelus is the Rabbanus, Kriya is the right, so they're both the Rabbanan, like Mark said, but maybe one the Rabbanan is more chomer because there's a smachu akroh. But we still, the Ritva still left us hanging with the possibility that Avelus is deraisa, and we see that Avelus, even if you hold Avelus deraisa, it still exempts, halacha kedivrei hamekel ba'avel even exempts you from Avelus deraisa in the case of the Nefil, the case where he dies in Lamed, no Avelus, even Avelus Yom Rishon. So it's not only a din in the seventh day. Agamara used to say mitzvah siyum kulo in the seventh day. The Agamara says you say halachas divrei hamekel ba'avel. So there are some shittas that hold all 7 days are deraisa, but most shittas, even the deraisa shittas, hold only Yom Rishon. So you could say Agamara is still only using halachas divrei hamekel ba'avel to legabe the rabbanus. But the Gemara in Bechor, Mem Pes, had the courage. What? To apply halacha kidivrei hamekel ba'avel even to uproot that first day, because there's not going to be any avelus to this kid. So what's going on? Furthermore, says the Minchas Chinuch, how about looking in the Chumash? Says in the Holy Chumash, acharei rabim lahakos, that we know all throughout Judaism we have a principle that you follow Rov. Right? Straight from Chumash, Tazoy. That's a good enough marker. Acharei Rabim Lahakos. That you follow Rov. So, this kid, the mother, is a Suffolk Nathan. But the Rov is Rov Anak Nifalim. Rov Ledos Anak Nifalim. So why shouldn't we say, the Milchas Chinuch asks, that since there's a concept of Rov, you should follow Rov, and Mechayiv in Avelus, Mitam Rov. Look, we kill people Mitam Rov. I mean, we do everything with Rov. I mean, Rov is we hold from Rov. We hold that Rov is good. So the Milchas Chinuch wants to tackle that question as well. How come, in the case of the Suffolk Nathal, you're saying that halacha divrei hamekel ba'avel, but it's still a Suffolk, because we still don't know for sure whether he was a Nathal or not, because he did live to day 30. And furthermore, the Milchas Chinuch also wants to understand how does halacha divrei hamekel ba'avel work legabe if you hold avelus is deraisa. So the Milchas Chinuch says, So the Milchas Chinuch brings us to the famous sugya in Bava Metzia, the Bava Medeis, Shnayim Olsen. Yeshiva University hasn't learned Shnayim Olsen in many, many years. They should learn it one of these years.
Shnayim Ochsin, and both of the days, is a very interesting Gemara. They quote a Mishnah. There's a din of Maisa Behema. So what happens, Maisa Behema? So you have a corral, and you have a fast behemoths in the corral, and you let them out. One, two, three, four. Right, and then number 10 is the lucky guy. He gets this, you give him this red dye, whatever, and he is going to be brought as a corpse. You know, he's the lucky one to get killed. Okay, so he's caught us. We can get killed for it. So he's going to be the Meister Behena. Asiri Yekodesh. So the Gemara says, what happens in the process of the Meister Behema process? One goes out, two goes out, three goes out, and you know the behemoths aren't exactly well behaved. So one of the behemoths decides he wants to go back in. One of the behemoths decides he wants to go back in. Okay, so he went back in, and you don't know which one it is. All the behemoths look the same. You know, you can't tell. Mm-hmm. So now you're up a creek, because now you ruined it, because you'll never know. It might be behemoth, you can't count the behemoth twice, so you'll never know who the right animal number 10 is, because maybe you count 1, 2, 3, 4, say, and number 4 went back in, and now there's nothing to do anymore, because maybe the next one will come out with already the same number 4, so you ruined the whole thing. So now everything is positive for Maisa Behema. There's not going to be any Maisa Behema from this corral, because the animal came back in and it ruined the whole thing. Hazoy. Oh. So Frak Toises in Bava Metzia and Bava Medeis, what's the problem? Bitul Barov! What's your problem? I mean, there were a whole corral there. There were still 30 animals there in the corral. So one went back in. So you have Rove. You have more than Rove. Many times Rove. So we have, and it's not Nicker. You don't know which one it is. So that's the claw. Whenever you have something that falls into a mixture and it's not Nicker, which is the problematic thing. So, Kamisha Eino, right? It's Mutter. So what's the whole problem? In fact, it's the Kasha. Bittul Barov, follow Rov. Bittul Barov. That's Tosis Kasha. So Tosis discusses. So the Shita Mikubetzes in Bav Metzia quotes the Rosh. And the Rosh says the following Yisod. He says like this. That Rov is very good. Beautiful. We love Rov. Whenever we don't know what to do, we follow Rov. But says the Rosh, this is a world famous Rosh, like everyone and his uncle knows this Rosh. The Rosh says that you always follow Rove, except in one situation. If there's a special Gzeres HaKosu in the Torah that says that you need Vadai, then Rove is not considered Vadai. And since it says Asiri Vadai, there is a cost of Asiri Vadai, the low Asiri Sofei, says the Rosh. So the Mela Rove Mubavari, but won't make it Vadai. Whereas there's no there is a cost that says that you kill a Rosech only Vadai. We don't have such a. So then Rove can be, we don't know, we can follow Rove and say you're the Rosech, and whatever the case might be. Because there's no standard of requiring vados, and since there's no standard of following vados, so lemela we follow Rove. But since it says what Asiri, and the Gemara dashes Asiri Vadai below Asiri Sofek, so lemela that included in that Xeris Akosav is not to follow Rove, because Rove is a Birur, but it's still not Vadai. Atkan Divrei Harosh. The Miyashev Tosas is Kasher. So now comes the Michas Chinuch after he quotes all this, and he says like this. He says like this. What is the source of Avelus Daraisa? So Marad was telling me from the Shirin before, Rabbi Willard was discussed, and it's the Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Vav, where the Rambam uses La Yitama as a source for Avelus Yom Rishon, for Avelus. The question, what the source for Avelus Yom Rishon? La Yitama. That's the Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Vav. And the Rambam in Perek Beis in Hilchos Ovel Halacha Yud Gimel quotes the drasha that is a drasha that says La Yitama Mitame Al Havadai Ve'ein Mitame Al HaSafik. So it's just like we have that Zeres HaKosuv of Asiri. We don't have so many. These are collector's items. You don't have so many of them that the Torah says only Vaday and not Safik. We have a Siri Vada by Meister Behem and below a Siri Tzofik. And furthermore, we have what? Lo Yitama Metame Levadai Behem and Metame Tzofik. So therefore, the Gzeres HaKosuv is telling us that if you want to be Metame for your Krovim, it's only if it's a Vadai Korov or a Vadai Chiyuv. The Milchus Chinuch says, because if it wouldn't have been the Gzeres HaKosuv, I would have said, why do I need Vadai? Rove is good enough. But says the Milchus Chinuch, what's the Yisod of the Rosh? Whenever there's a Gzeres HaKosuv that says Vadai, that means that Rove, even Rove, will not be sufficient. So says the Milchus Chinuch. And the Nela says the Milchus Chinuch, if the source of Avelus is what? It's from Tumah, and Tumah has that Gzeres HaKosuv of Avadei Belo Sofek. So the Nela Avelus as well has the Gzeres HaKosuv of Avadei Belo Sofek. So the Nela, we understand why we're not going to follow Rove to observe Avelus Yom Rishon on the kid that died on day 30, because Rove is not what? Rove is not Vadai. And says the Milchus Chinuch, Mezeh Miyushav and Rabbi Shechter in his Sefer says a similar mahalach, not exactly the same, but a similar mahalach, that what? That when halacha kedivrei hamekel ba'ovel is when there's two opinions. So Mimelo, that makes it into not a vadai situation. It's not a vadai situation, because you have two sheets, so you don't know which one to follow. So since it's not a vadai situation, so therefore, we say that that's not enough to be mechayev avelus. Since there's a counter opinion, that's not enough, and Rav Shechter explains it that way, that's not enough to, because the Gzeres HaKosuv of Lo Yitama, which the Rambam quotes, in Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Gimel, that Metame Levadai, Ve'ein Metame Lesofek, so who I didn't, the Milchus Chinuch says, Mesabel Al Vadai, Ve'ein Mesabel Al Sofek. So the Milchus Chinuch says, but this is mashlim the Ritva. In other words, the Ritva said, if Avelis is the Rabbanon, Kriya is the Raisa, they're both the Rabbanon, but what about the possibility that Avelis is the Raisa? So then the Milchus Chinuch is mashlim, that if Avelis is the Raisa, we still say halacha, as Milchus Chinuch and Rav Shechter close to different toshes, then that still say halacha ketivei hamekel ba'ovel, based on the cheshbon that the Milchus Chinuch presented, based on the Rosh in Bava Metzi. Okay, good. Now, we're leading up to something. On Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, we know that there's a halacha that Rabbi Willig mentioned yesterday, that if a person tore Kriya for Oviv Vihimo, and then he was machlis his begodim, so he has to tear again. During Shiva, he has to keep tearing. Right, for Oviv Vihimo. Right, even though he tore the Shas, the Levaya or whatever, then 2 days later he changed his shirt, says again, right, that's the Gemara on Daf Chav Dalet. Oh. So there is a sock from the Berzhan Arom, the Marsham, quoted in the Sefer Chaim Ubracha L'Mishmer Shalom. You know the Sefer Chaim Ubracha L'Mishmer Shalom. It's on two areas of Halacha, on Avelis and on what else? Dalad Minim. You can get it in some, I think, the new Matei Ephraim. No, they print together with the Chaim Ubracha and the fancy new Matei Ephraim. And the Chaim Ubracha also comes separate in the back of some Shulchan Aruch. They have the Chaim Ubracha L'Mishmer Shalom. Rav Shechter is very fond of the Sefer. And Rav Shechter always likes to point out has a scholar from Rav Chaim, the Chaim Ubracha. I don't know how many Haskamas. Somebody printed a state for all the brisk Haskamas. You know, interesting, all the, Okay, so what is, Rav Shechter's fame is like to focus the talk of the Marsham, to explain why we don't follow it. Seventh day came. What happened? Seventh morning came, and he got up from Shiva. Walks around the block, whatever the minig is, gets up from Shiva, finished, takes a shower, puts on a nice new shirt. So it says the Marsham, you have to take Kriya on that shirt. Take Kriya on that shirt? I'm finished with Avelis. What do you mean I have to take Kriya? He says, who says you're finished with Avelis? He says, Abba Shaul says you're finished with Avelis. Abba Shaul! Who gives you the right to follow Abba Shaul? The Gemara, Halacha Kedivei Mekel Ba'Avel. Oh, yeah, but Halacha Kedivei Mekel Ba'Avel only applies to Avelis, doesn't apply to the Kriya. So we got a Kriya, it's still Tav Zion. You better take Kriya again, says the Masham. That's the Psak of the Masham. And on the seventh day, even after the person finished the Avelis, he still has to create Kriya because a lot of people in Makeup Oval only applies to the Avelis and Avelis Luchud, Kriya Luchud. So, as Rav Shechter pointed out, we were going to say to point out, we don't follow this Marsham. Clearly not Minhag Yisrael to follow the Marsham. But Makora makes a lot of sense. Cheshbon works out, right? Everything works out. Glass. So why don't we? So I mean, we're going to say for quotes three approaches as why we don't. So the first approach, as Rabbi Will pointed out, maybe we have to not say like, that was the approach. You see, Rabbi Willard had a theory based on the Ravan, which he thought at one point, but now that he saw the Ravan inside, he thought that maybe not. And that is, remember we said that there were three arguments between Abba Shaul, that's how we started off the shiur. Agabe, Xeris Bartlu, Yomim Lo Bartlu, and Mixis Yom Kukul, and Olu Lukan Lukan. So Rabbi Willard thought that maybe based on the Ravan's chant, one could say that everyone agrees to mix the Yom Kukulo and the Chacham and Abba Shaul was just only Mechadish Olo Lekan and Lekan. But mix the Yom Kukulo, even the Chacham agreed to. That's how he thought Pshat in the Ravan. But if you look in the Ravan, you'll see that's not the case. That mix the Yom, like the Pashtus on Gemara, will said is that Abel came into Omdu Menachem Etzlo Mutar Bechitza on the seventh day is only command to Abba Shaul, so it's only Abba Shaul. But if you would say that was so, then that would answer the question, because then it's not only Abba Shaul who's saying Mitzvah Yom Kodesh also the Chachamim, and therefore we don't need Halacha Kedivei Hameko Va'avel for that. But once you say that, no, that they're arguing also on Mitzvah Yom Kukulo, so then the Halacha is like Abba Shaul on Mitzvah Yom Kukulo because Halacha Kedivei Hameko Va'avel, so then you're up the creek. So Memela, so then Haka, the seventh day is based on Halacha Kedivei Hameko Va'avel. So then the question comes back: it shouldn't apply to Kriya. Oh, so we're back to the Marsham. Marsham is still ruling at this point.
So what are you going to do?
So Rabbi Will points out in the Sefer Zichron B'Tzala, Zichron B'Tzala, Rabbi Stablitsky from the Nebrach, writes many Sfarim. The two prominent ones, Zichron B'Tzala on Shin Mem, you know, and Rabbi Shechter, which says the age of specialization. So even though Rabbi Stablitsky knows Kol HaTorah Kula, but this age has become an age of specialization. Rabbi Shechter always likes to point out, you know, the doctor only for the right eye, as Shef likes to point out. Okay. So, Shimon, he wrote another paper in Sheverbrach, Hilchos Sheverbrach, Sova Smachos, if you ever need a paper in Hilchos Sheverbrach. So that's the paper in Hilchos Sheverbrach. So what does he say? He says like this. It's not a problem. He says, look on the Chofam Ralas, he says. We're all familiar that Shmua Krova is the person he is within 30, so he has to keep Shiv and Shlosh. Shmua Choka, you hear after day 30, so you only keep what? One day, right? Everyone knows that. But if you look in the Gemara, that's the Machlok, Tana Rabbana. Three wide lines from the wide line. Tana Rabbana, where the stars, see what says, Erevin Memvav. Three wide lines of Chokham Rao. Tan Rabban, Shmur Krov, and Oheges Shiva, Shloshim, and Shmur Rechoka, Ein Oheges El Yomecha. Right? That is a Krova, is a Rechoka, Krova, Tok Shloshim, Koka Archa Shloshim. Diver Ebe Kiva. Vachachomim Omim, no! Acha Shmur Krov, Acha Shmur Rechoka, Oheges Shiva, Shloshim. In other words, what we thought was like basic Judaism, the Chacham said nothing doing. Chacham say that Shmua Krova and Shmua Rechoka is Shiva Shlosha. And then the Gemara says, Amar Rabba Barachan, Rabbi Yochanan, Komokum Shatamosa Yochin Mekil, Rabbi Machmir, Halacha Kiradim, Chutz Mizu, Shapo Bisha Rabbi Kiva Mekil, Vachachom Machmirim, Halacha Kirabi Akiva, Domer Shmua, Halacha Kirabi Mekil, the Havel. In other words, the whole reason why we say that, wow. The whole reason why we say that Shmur Rechoka is only one day is only based on Halacha Kidivei Mekel Bavel, because it's a Machlokas. The Chachamim say it's supposed to be 7 days. Right? So what we thought is a Dover Pashut is only because we say Halacha Kidivei Mekel Bavel. That's what the Gemara says on Chof Amid Aleph. Oh. So now turn to Chof Amid Beis. Now turn to Chof Amid Beis. Look at towards like a quarter of the way down. The first word on the line is Eino Noheg. Eino Noheg Elo Yomecha. Gemara says like this. Korea or Eino Korea? That is the question. Be or not be. Korea or Eino Korea? That is the question. Now, that's a very interesting question. When? Who? What? Korea or Eino Korea? So, you would think that it goes back on the previous line. Whatever the previous line was talking about, this should be the continuity. And what was the previous line talking about? It was talking about a Shomer Shmur Krova B'Shabbos, and the Motei Shabbos Nasis Rechoka. That's how some learn. We're not going to talk about that right now. The Rosh says that if you take a quick look in the Rosh, Simon Lamed Allen in the Rush. The way the Rush learns, Simon Lamed Allen, got it? Page Lamed Hay, 69. Uvein in Shmur Rechoka de Einan Oheges Ela Yom Echad Bilvad. Yibayel on Korea or Einan Korea. In other words, this statement of Korea, Einan Korea is referring to Shmur Rechoka. For Shmur Rechoka, you only keep one day. So Korea, or Eino Korea.
So the Gemara says, Rabman Yomar Eino Korea, Panino Omar Korea. Why? So Amalei, and we pass in Eino Korea except for Aviv Imo, right? That's how it says in Shulchan Aruch, that a Shmur Krova, Shmur Rechoka, is Eino Korea. Right? But later on, the Gemara is going to say that Aviv Imo is different. Why? Mar says because the lo ika avail shiva kore amale la manu ram khali bishu mazvi amina ina kore hayna the lo ika avail shiva because there's no avail shiva. So but the reason why in the shmur rechoka dana korea is because why? Because no avail shiva. Okay? So that, and that's how we pass it. Shmur rechoka dana korea except for obivim. So says of the Blitzky and Rabbi Willock quoted in the Sefer the following. He says like this. What's with this Gemara? The Gemara says that a Shmur Rechoka, you're not Korea. Because there's no Shiva. But why is there no Shiva? Because Halakha Kidivei Amekyo the other, right? Because that was the Machlokas and Omer Alf. Hey, but I thought Aveilus Lechud, Kriya Lechud. So says the Zichron B'Tzalel, as Rabbi Will explains in the Sefer, you see from here, no. You see that when do you say Aveil Lechud and Kriya Lechud, it's only if you're Ding Dan only in Hilchas Kriya. Like, should he pass one Kriya or two Kriyas? But if you're dealing, the original Shaila is a Hilchas Aveil Shaila, even though there might be Nafkaminas for Kriya because of Aveil, then you're not going to say halacha kedivei amekyo b'alma, because the focal point of the shaila begins in Hilchas Aveilus. So then once you pass them up the Hilchas Aveilus aspect, even though they're going to be totsos to Hilchas Kriya, then you do say halacha kedivei amekyo b'alma even legabe Kriya. You see that the Beferish from this Gemara, because the whole reason why we exempt Shmur Rechoka from Kriya is because it's only one day, but the only reason why it's one day is because halacha kedivei amekyo b'alma, that it's one day. So what do you see? No, because we didn't, when we were done on the original Shaila, we were done Shmur Rechoka 7 days or one day, we passed in one day. Once we passed in one day, so in Hilchas Aveilus, so there's one day in Hilchas Aveilus, even though there's going to be enough Kamina in Korea. So it says the Zichron B'Tzalel, as Rabbi Willow explains, the same thing, Begabe, the Masham. So it's, we're passing up that the Shiva's over. So even though there's going to be enough Kamina, Begabe, Kriya, that doesn't matter, because the only time you say Kriya Lechud that we're more matmir is if it's a pure Kriya Dika Shaila. If it's a pure Kriya Dika Shaila, not a Kriya Dika Shaila which is dependent on Aveilus, so then you could say Halacha Kidivei Amekyo the Ovel, even though Kriya will be affected. So once you have this Yisod based on this Gemara, then the Masham's Taina falls off and everything is fine. So I'm ready to go home. I'm ready to go home. I'm happy with this teretz. However, Rav Shachter has a different teretz, a cheerful teretz, on this issue, which it could be a true teretz, even though maybe you don't need it once you have the teretz of the Zichron B'Tzalel. But Rav Shachter's teretz has many ramifications to it as well. So let's say over. Well, Rav Shachter's teretz is in a sefer, it's in Rabbi Willer's sefer. Excuse me, many places. What is the teretz? Oh. That's right. The Gemara on Chavdal and Amar Aleph has a statement. The Omar Shmuel, in the middle of the page, the first word on the line is the Omar. The Omar Shmuel, Kol Kera She'eno B'Shas Chimum Eino Kera. That the only time that you can tear Kriya is B'Shas Chimum. What does B'Shas Chimum mean? It means when you when it happens, when the emotions are at its height. When the emotions are at its height. So it's at the beginning of the Rashi writes in one place, at the beginning of the Tsar. Whereas as you get further away, so that's no longer Shaschima. So the Gemara is going to ask later, so that half home by Obi V'imo, Yimachlit V'godov, on the fifth day, Chveis, Yitzhi Akriya. So the Gemara says special din for Kovod Obi V'imo. So Rav Shechter's thesis is like this, that the only time we say Avelis L'chud and Kriya L'chud, that Kriya gets a special status, and we don't follow Halach Yitiv Ha'Mekel Ba'Avel, and its own status is only Kriya B'Shas Chimum. But Kriya Shalom B'Shas Chimum is considered Nihugei Avelis. That is his Yisod. That is his Yisod. And I'll tell you the rayas that he brings to this Yisod. That Kriya L'chud Avelis L'chud is only Kriya B'Shas Chimum. So the Mela, we'll see in the first day how it answers the question. It answers the question very well, because the Kriya on the seventh day is Kriya Shalom B'Shas Chimum, and Kriya Shalom B'Shas Chimum is the din of Nihugei Avelis. And if the din of Nihugei Avelis, so it's going to be Nichlal in Halacha Kidivei Mekel Ba'Ovel, like Abba Shalom, will say Mitzvah Yom Kulo, Lagabe Da Halacha. That is his Yisod, and that's how he answers the Yisod. Oh, so what's the Raya? So he has several rayas to this yisod. Oh. So one raya, the book of Chavdala number days. Says in the Mishnah, Chavdala number days, Ein Korin bottom two lines. Ein Korin b'lochotze b'leim arim el krov of shomesh. The only people that do kriya are the Krov of Shomesh. Very interesting Mishnah. Well, who else did you expect to do Kriya for? In Korin, Holtzim, and Avim El Krov of Shomesh? I would say, if I was writing Gemara, I'd say Pshita. Right? But the Gemara doesn't say that. So obviously there must be a different Pshat here that's not so Pshita. So the Ramban, in the Torah Sodom, page Samach Vav, you look it up, says that the Mishnah is talking about Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah is referring to Chol HaMoed. That a Chol HaMoed, in other words, Abad Givis, the way the Zichron Mitzal explains in the Divrei Sofrim, that when it comes to the rest of the year, a person wants to bechave, feels sad if somebody dies, and he's not a korov, so you can go ahead and tear kriya. But a Chol HaMoed, you can only tear kriya if what? If you are a real chiyuv of kriya, only krov of shomesh. That's how the Ramban says in the Torah Sodom. He explains this Mishnah referring to Chol HaMoed. And similarly, the Rambam, Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchos Avel, Halacha Aleph, Halacha Beis, as well, says that the din is only that a Chol HaMoed. It's only Krov of Shomesh. Now, the Chiddush here, of course, besides the double Chiddush, as the Zichron Mitzal points out, there's a Chiddush, first of all, that normally you're allowed to take Kriya even if you're not Krov of during the year. But furthermore, the Chiddush is that even though there's no Avelis on Chol HaMoed, the Sinah, but here we're being matter, but Beferish Mishnah, that we're allowing Kriya on Chol HaMoed. We're allowed Kriya on Chol HaMoed. And that's how the Ramban said, and the Rambam says as well. The Beit Yosef quotes, and the Mordechai in Tosfos Pei Daled quotes to Rav Yoh that you can't be Korea. Some learn that the Mishnah is talking about Daf Kachol. The Mishnah is talking about Daf Kachol, as the Zichron B'Tzal points out, I don't have a Rav Yoan here, so I didn't see it inside to see exactly how he learned it. But the Zichron Mitzal definitely says that some Rishonim learned that the Mishnah is talking about Chol. So if the Mishnah is talking about Chol, that means that even Chol is only Krov v'shal Meis, and Chol HaMoed has to show him. Chol HaMoed, no one can keter Kriya. So it's a Machlokas Rishonim. What the Mishnah is referring to? Is it referring to Chol HaMoed? Was referring to regular Yom Chol. So the Truma Sadeshin says that the minag in Ashkenaz is, and the Ramah quotes this in Shulchan Aruch, that for Ovid the Imo will rely on the Rambam and the Ramban to say Kriya Chol HaMoed, but Shar Krovim not. And this is in Shemem with Lamed Aleph. They show me in the Nogin, Shein the Krob Chol HaMoed, Rach Al Ovid V'Imo, that's the Tumah Sedeshin Shara between the Machlokas Rishonim, how to learn the Mishnah, so the Gabi Ovid V'Imo, we can, which is more Chomer, we follow the Iker Hadin, like the Rambam and the Ramban, that the Mishnah is Taka referring to Chol HaMoed, but the Gabi Shakrov, and you have to wait till after. And Malcolm Shain Minog Yeshua Kra Kulam, says the Ramah. And that's what the Shach says in Sifkot Mevav, Shuvas Masis Ben Yomin, Bechol Malchus Poland. In Poland, there was no Minog. So Yeshua Kra Al Kulam in Poland. But in Ashkenaz, only for Aviv the Imam. Oh. The Divrei Sofrim has a discussion, what's going on here, isn't it Avelus B'Fahestia? I mean, you're not allowed to even keep a Beged Teruah on during Shabbos, you have to be Machzeh L'Achorav, and here you're doing L'Chatchila, you're being Korea, so he gives certain Terutzim, that it's Menolav Al-Raglov, it's Mochichin Alav, and stuff like that. You take a look. Well, but the point is, for this discussion, is the Mishnah Lamelech in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph, says the following Kiddush to this whole discussion. When others say, Maram Bublin also says as well. He says, when did the person die? Near the Eina, says the Mishnah Melech, the Meis La'odam Meis Shechayv L'Sabo V'Yontzev Rishon. Any Yochel L'Kro B'Chol HaMoed, El Yitzchak Kriya Harach Achad. So say, for example, a person died on the first day of Aviv V'Imo. Right? So L'Chora, you would say, based on the Rambam and Ramban, so on Yontzev you can't say a Kriya, right? Shabbos you can't say a Kriya. Right, this famous Yerushalmi that you all know about. Can't say Kriya. So, Rambam says, you can say a Chol HaMoed for Aviv V'Imo. Says the Mishnah Melech, no, not so. Maybe Beyond the Rishon, say he was Nikbar, Beyond the Rishon. Or maybe Beyond the Shane, he was Nikbar. And now, a Chol HaMoed, you want to say Kriya? No. Says Kriya for Aviv V'Imo, the only time that it was permitted on Chol HaMoed is only if it's Shas Chimum. But if the relative died on Chol HaMoed and it's Shas Chimum then you could tear Kriya because it's only a heter b'Shas Chimum. It's only a heter b'Shas Chimum. And I forget in the Divrei Sofrim or in the Zichron Mitzal, one of those Sfarim points out that if you look carefully in the Mishnah Melech, that even the case where he died on Yontif, that you do the Kfura on Chol HaMoed, that's still called Shas Chimum. It's only not Shas Chimum if already the Kfura was done already on Yontif, so the Kfura is already done, now you want to, if the person wants to tell Chol HaMoed, he can't do it. So the Heter for caring for Aviv V'Imo is only if it's Shas Chimum. So says the Mishnah Melech and Maram Bublin. So Rav Shechter says, based on this idea, he says, it's the riot of my Yisov, says Rav Shechter.
that's well as if you sow, that there are two types of kriyas. There's a kriya b'shat chimum and shalom b'shat chimum. The kriya b'shat chimum is a special din kriya l'chud al aveilus l'chud. And the kriya shalom b'shat chimum is called aveilus. So we know that you can't be knowing aveilus on yontif, at least the farhetia. You can't be knowing aveilus for yontif. So how could you take kriya on chol hamoed? The answer is, this kriya is a kriya b'shat chimum. It's for avi v'imo, but it's not so for avi v'imo b'shat chimum. Because that kriya, we say aveilus mechud, a kriya mechud, and it's not considered a spira to the yontif. Still leaves perhaps more hesber, but that's his yisod. The Ramban in the Torah Adam in Samach Vav, Dav Samach Vav, also talks about the case of that he was shama shmur krova. The regel, and nachar regel, nases rechoka. So you only know like one day. But the Ramban still says that b'shas chim you say kriya. Okay, we're not going to get into that right now. Oh, one more raya that Rav Shakta brings to this yisod, that kriya l'chud and aveil l'chud again is only kriya b'shas chimum, and that has a special status, and that's how he fa'emperd the marsham taina. Is he brings in a sefer and he says some simon yudchet is what's the story about tearing on our Yehuda, tearing on the coastal, all these things. So the Magen Avraham writes that a cotton is not korea. So as a cotton comes to the coastal, say this man has there, there's no Indian, even al chinuch, to do kriya for him. So what do you see from there? So Shach said like this. Rabbi Kiveger writes in Simon Shin Mem on the Taz of Sivkot Hezbov that the Mishnah says that Makrim Makot Mikne Agmas Nefesh, that a little kid loses a parent, should they have kriya on him just a little bit, not even necessarily a tefach, so people should feel bad for him. It's not even a din chinuch, it's just to say agmas nefesh. Says Rabbi Kiveger, that's only if he's low yigia l'chinuch. But if the cotton is yigia l'chinuch, so then you have to have a full-blown kriya of a tefach. Not only the agmas nefesh, but bnei chinuch. Oh, so the Shasta says the following. The Shach says right over there, in the Nekuda Pekesa, on that tad, the fifth cotton says Vav, that there's no chinuch in aveilus. That if there's chinuch in lulav of esro of sukkah, but for aveilus there's no chinuch. So why is there chinuch for kriya, according to Rabbi Kiveger? He said that because aveilus l'chud and kriya l'chud. Now, but that's only why. When do we say aveilus l'chud, kriya l'chud is only why? Kriya the sharat. The Shas Chimum, that means when it happened. But the Kriya that happened thousands of years ago for Ari Yehuda and for the Mikdash, that's clearly not a Kriya the Shas Chimum. The male is a Kriya Shalom Shas Chimum of Shas Tatayin, it is what? Is Nihug Avelus. Nihug Avelus, ain't Chinuch Avelus, Lekotten. And the male is, that's Miyushuk. One last point that Rav Shakta makes is the following. That what about when you go to the coastal of Chol Hamoed? What if you go to the coastal of Chol Hamoed? So the minhag is, because the Chazon Ish, clearly minhag Yisrael, people don't take kriya when they go to the coastal of Chol Hamoed. But l'chol, why not? If you hold that the kriya of these kriyas on the mikdashes are like Avi V'imo, Right? So if they're like, I'll do the emo, so then what? You should have to tear. Because the minig we said, the minig is what? The Ramah said that so of the emo we follow the Rambam and the Ramban. If we tear Kriya, so of the emo even on Cholamari. So what's the, how come the minig is not to tear for the Mikdash? And a lot of taking is brought down in his postition about that we have all the chumras of Aviv Imo without the Mikdash, right? All the chumras that's for Yad and it's in the Umar, all the same chumras, right? So if that be the case, so how come you don't tear for on the Kotel on for Cholamayit? So Shabbat says very well, according to his sheet is very Miusha, that the only have to tear Kriya for Cholamayit, for Aviv Imo, it's for Kriya L'chud Avei L'chud. And Kriya L'chud Avei L'chud is only tear, and Kriya what? Shashat Chimum. So the mail, that only applies to Aviv Imo, that they just passed away. But the, even if you're going to say that the Kriya that you do, the Mikdash has the same chumras as the Aviv Imo, that you have to do it for Yad and all the Kli, etc., all those chumras, but it's still not Shashat Chimum. So the mail, a Kriya Shalom Shashat Chimum, that means it's a Kriya of Nihugi Avelus. And the Hugi Avelis is not going to be on Cholamayit. Even for us, it's Emo, the Mishnah Melech said, that what? If it's not Shachimum, you don't do the Kriya on Cholamayit. Okay, Rabbi, so these are certain in Yonim that regarding Kriya and Avelis, and as a change, should cover over what you learned this summer, and hopefully it shouldn't be Nogaya. The focus are just, you know, that you're learning, and as a sham, we should have a shabbat bracha, 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 a shabbat brac